Damn, Q. Baby, you did that.
You are now locked in live from the 48205 Red Zone.
You ain't never been on E-Block, bitch. You too excited.
Shit.
Damn. Yeah.
Shit, girl.
Yeah, now you can get why I said.
Fuck that shit. I ain't in that bitch, man. Shit.
Perfect. Wake your ass up. It's the Wake and Bake Show, live on eblockradio.com.
Shout out to my people listening out in Cali, dog. All the people out in the NYC. All the people in Chi-Town, dog. Both of the Carolinas, dog. Up North and South Carolina, of course. ATL in the building, dog. Texas in the building. Across the pond in the UK. And, of course, right here.
And Korea. My favorite place.
Korea. And of course, right here, man, the city of Detroit, though. You already know what it is. The livest cloud radio show on the planet.
Earth, cuz.
Straight from the E-Block Radio Live on your dial right this moment, man. This is the Wake and Bake Show, dog. Got my man Angry Man in the building.
I'm going to try to be good at it.
Got my man Buck Money somewhere. Shit, I don't even know.
That nigga in jail, man.
Damn, I hope you're not in jail. That'd be fucked up. Anyway, of course, man, it's your boy Q Lewis holding it down live. From the 48205, man. It's the motherfucking deal, dog. Red Zone and shit. Dre checking in. What up, though? Shout out to motherfuckers down in Florida and shit.
What's happening, Cam?
Yeah. It's been about... No, it's just been a week.
Yeah.
We was on last Monday and shit, though. Once a week, though. I know it is kind of weak, though.
Yeah, that sucks.
But, I mean, that's what most podcasts is once a week, dog. We had just started spoiling ourselves doing three times a week.
I'm telling you, we might have to try to squeeze in a Friday.
Squeeze a Friday? All right, we might try. Friday would be the bonus show. I gotta get to that shit, dog.
The bonus.
I'm gonna get to that in a minute, dog.
The bonus.
That's some crazy shit, bro. Shout out to the niggas in my group text, dog. I definitely gotta bring this up. But yeah, what's been popping with you, dog? It's been a week and shit, dog. What's going on with you?
Man, ain't shit been going on, man.
Yeah.
You know, everybody in the world irritates me right now. But...
Everybody in the world.
Mm-hmm.
It's a lot of motherfuckers.
Yeah. I mean, everybody is irritating me right now.
Yeah. What is it?
I'm trying my best not to go back to...
You just irritable?
Nah, man. People getting on my nerves, man. I mean, seriously, dog. I don't know. It may just be me, but people getting on my nerves.
I'm assuming it's probably you.
I'm tired of motherfuckers, man. I'm gonna go back to 88.
What the fuck happened to 88?
Just start punching motherfuckers for no reason, dog.
Could you imagine that shit, though? Just out here punching motherfuckers?
I'm about to.
Dog, get the fuck out
There's
of here.
There's a lot of people that's about to get punched and don't even know it.
You're getting hostile in your old age, bro.
I'm gonna start hitting niggas in the knees with baseball bats or something, dog.
Damn.
They're getting on my fucking nerves, man.
Damn. Speaking of baseball bats, dog, did you see Kevin Hart new stand up? Mm-hmm. Then came on the stage with a baseball bat. That's why I was thinking about that shit.
Oh, no.
It was kind of funny, though.
I actually went to that little baby's memorial.
Oh, word?
Yeah.
Oh, that was some sad shit. Why the fuck would you? Why would you even punish yourself like that?
I don't think no memorial is not sad, bro.
Yeah, but that's the babies, though. When kids is dead, nigga, it's a little sadder, I think.
I took some pictures of it because they had that alley packed.
Yeah.
Who was it? Fox 2 and Channel 4 was over there.
Where exactly was it at? Where they find her at? I mean, it was over here somewhere, right?
It was not too far? Yeah,
it was
a couple blocks away. I can't think of the name. It was a couple blocks away from the church.
Oh shit, he came through. With a small white tee, my nigga, what up, though?
Yeah.
My nigga, I don't think he swole this shit, little ass white tee.
Fresh cut.
What's good with you, though?
You just leave a photo shoot or something?
My nigga, do got a fresh cut, the Beijing on and shit.
looking like he just left his stylist and shit.
No, he's stupid as hell, dog.
But nah, man, white people was out there.
Yeah, I mean, it's a fucked up situation,
man. It got to the point where Mrs. Angry couldn't stay.
Yeah.
She said her stomach was starting to hurt. So she was like, I took the kids out there.
Yeah.
I just wanted them to see, you know, mm-hmm. what was going on.
Yeah.
And you know, to explain, you know, certain situations to the rated R, why he can't keep disappearing.
Yeah.
You know,
in case y'all didn't know, my bad, though. I don't know if everybody might not know what's popping up. So, last week and shit, dude from here killed his ex-girlfriend and shit. kidnapped the kid and then end up murdering the baby too and shit. So that's what we talking about.
Yeah,
I forgot. Like, we just dove right into that shit. Like, niggas know what we talking about.
Yeah, no. So I actually went out to the memorial.
Yeah.
You know, it was.
That shit had to be sad. Like, I know memorials are sad just in general, but like, nigga, for the baby though, that shit just
yeah, that was something.
Shit, stupid.
That was retarded. And then they talking about they may have to transfer this dude for safety reasons.
Yeah.
Are you shitting me right now?
They trying to kill her. They gonna kill him.
I mean, at the end of the day,
what prison he's gonna go to?
But I'm just saying, at the end of the day, you know, these
they was talking about putting them.
It's supposedly rules for this shit.
They was talking about putting them in protective custody.
Yeah.
Are you shitting me right now?
Yeah. See, that t-shirt is pretty small. Yeah, that motherfucker is small.
That's the thing is though.
And it's a V-day. This nigga sexy today.
But no, I told you, he just left your stylist, nigga.
My thing is though.
What up?
That nigga's not gonna make it wherever they put him. So I understand them trying to keep him in protective service for a while, yeah, so they can get through trial and all that shit. But yeah, after all that shit over with, said and done, yeah, they should put him in protective service so they can book his ass and put him in there.
You know what I think, dog? I think he gonna kill himself.
No, hell no. You don't think so? They gonna kill him before he kill himself.
I don't know, nigga. First of all, I didn't even want to get into this motherfucking conversation, but we here now. Dog, what the fuck is you that mad about? Yes. Why ain't never? I feel like, cause he didn't went, like he went to, you know, I don't even have the story all the way together. Mm-hmm. Like, did he go to Lansing? Like, where's she from? Lansing, Flint, one of them. Did he go to Lansing to kill her? He mm-hmm. went somewhere to kill her. Like, she wasn't in the city of Detroit. He took the baby and left. Now look, this is the thing. She ain't died though. He stabbed her like 12 motherfucking times. She survived. From what I understand. Stabbed her like 12 times. They basically got into a scrap. I guess she was fighting back. That's probably why he didn't kill her. Cause he got wounds too and shit. Stab her up, steal the motherfucking mama car with the baby and shit, right? So I'm just saying this. Even if I'm that motherfucking mad, like whatever we going through, I want to kill this bitch, you know, whatever. By the time I take the car and get on the freeway with the baby, I got to rethink this shit. Like, let me drop this motherfucking baby off somewhere, dog. Let me drop this baby off at the police station, at the auntie house, somewhere. Because, like, nigga, this baby ain't got shit to do with it. But then on the whole ass part of it, though, he took her kid, left the kid that they have together there.
Yeah,
so, like, in his head, this is his thing. I guess he want to kill the kid that ain't his and shit.
Yeah,
like, bro, if this is going on in your head, you fucking crazy anyway. Demonic or something. Like, shit, I don't even. God damn, I ain't want to talk about this shit.
Yeah, that shit nuts, bro.
Yeah, like,
you have to be an evil
individual
to kill a fucking kid, bro. Like,
no, that's beyond evil.
That's just.
That's sick.
And, dog, did y'all. Man, look, I ain't want to get all into this shit. But did y'all. No, I don't. Did y'all. Do I? Nope. No, let's be. Nobody got one. But, did y'all peep or did y'all see the news on how he killed her though? Bro. Choked her out with a fucking charger cord, nigga. Bro. That's a sick motherfucker, dog.
And it's gonna be a trial for this?
Dog, when I read that shit, though, I'm like, bro, this can't be, nigga. What the fuck? Anyway, though.
You got every prison on earth waiting for him, like Monk said, waiting for him to show his ass up.
Yeah, because, I mean, in real life, you want to keep it 100 and shit. Some of her family members probably in there somewhere.
For sure.
Mm-hmm. I mean, because everybody got family members in jail. I hate to say it, but, you know, she got some family members or some friends that bitch waiting on that nigga to pull up.
Hey, there ain't any family members. They saw that shit on the news. Okay, yeah. Come on.
Dog, that's.
Come on.
That's goofy as hell. Anyway, let's get to something else, dog. Yeah, I feel you, Son of Liberty shit. I want to change the subject anyway. I wouldn't even go touch that, but you said you went to the memorial, so that's how we got into it. Anyway, so what else been popping, dog?
Because
that shit right there, goofy as hell. Like, shout out to her family and, you know what I'm saying, condolences for the...
All that, man.
All of that shit, bro.
All that shit.
Yeah, all that shit, dog.
This motherfucker done fucked up the 4th of July for a whole lot of people.
Dog, that's just the craziest shit. Anyway, dog, so went to the memorial and shit. You know what I'm talking about? Yeah, did all that.
And other than that, you know, I'm just trying to refrain from punching motherfuckers, man.
Got to go get lighter. Right.
There's a lot of people I just want to just hit right now.
Yeah.
I mean, seriously.
We're going to try to refrain from that shit, though.
I don't want to.
Anyway, anything good on TV, nigga? Something to get your mind off of what's going on in the earth?
No, I've been watching MMA so I can know how to do moves on people.
You like that shit, though?
No.
I don't like that shit.
I can't stand it, but they got... They got some good moves that inflict pain on people, and I wanted to figure out how to do
that. You trying to figure out how to do that shit? No. Could you imagine a nigga just doing motherfucking mixed martial arts on the street, nigga?
I was
Kimbo slicing niggas and shit.
I was practicing on the kids. I almost got them down pat. So,
first of all, I don't think you should be practicing MMA on the kids. Like, you might hurt somebody.
That's the point.
Like, seriously injured, nigga.
That's the point.
Wow. Anyway, though.
I'm not going to injure the kids.
That's what I'm talking about. I'm talking about the kids. Nigga, I ain't talking about nobody else. I'm saying you practicing on them, dog. You like, motherfucking back brand kick, dog.
They be all right.
Remember the back brand kick? What was that? World Wrestling? What was it? The Nintendo joint. The wrestling joint. Had the back brand kick, dog. What was it? What was the name of that shit? Pro Wrestling.
Pro Wrestling.
Anyway, dog, so that's it. Dog. Practicing MMA, going to memorials and shit. That was a few.
Yeah, and I think I got one old school move I think I perfected.
And that's a serious conversation.
And that's the camel clutch.
Dog, fucking camel clutch, dog. You would literally break somebody's neck or their back doing that shit for real.
And I said I could too. Because I think I'm about heavy enough and strong enough.
Bro, you sitting on a nigga back pulling his chin back, nigga. Like that, you can die.
I know, well, they should have just left me alone.
Damn. Anyway, dog, let's move along and shit, dog. Did y'all niggas watch the American Gladiators documentary? I ain't watched that shit yet.
Mm-mm.
I'm about to watch that shit, though. I want to see it, dog. I heard the niggas wasn't getting paid no money. No health insurance, nothing. Niggas blowing out their Achilles tendons and shit.
That's great.
Niggas making $20 in this motherfucker. I got to watch that shit, though. Anyway, what's been popping with you, though, Monk, since you've been off for about 50 years?
Shit, man. Shit.
Right, because you wasn't even here last Monday. Right? What's popping with you?
Working like a motherfucker, dog. You know what I'm saying? That's basically what the fuck I've been on, just working, bro.
Yeah.
I ain't really gotten to nothing interesting.
Damn, for real?
Let's see.
Uh-huh. No Netflix?
Nah, man. My family reunion was the 4th of July, so that was
lit. Oh, yeah, for sure. For sure.
That was lit. Yeah. We had fun on that shit. Raced my little nephew that's in track. He smoked my ass.
How old is your nephew?
13. Yeah.
And you thought?
Yeah.
Okay.
I had his ass for a
minute. Oh, here we go.
We got footage of it. Like, I had that.
You had him at first until your muscles remembered that you ain't did that shit in 30 years. Yeah. I don't know why niggas be.
This shit started pop locking, dropping on me and shit. Like, oh shit, like you could see it in the video when me running. Like when the wheels fell off, like, God damn.
I'm telling you, that's how niggas be pop all that
started
shit.
Started off
nigga.
Strong, nigga. Then that nigga said, phew! Like, dang!
Yeah, muscles reminds you ain't ran like that since about 20 years.
You looking back on the track to see if you lost body parts and shit.
Hell yeah.
Motherfucker broke down. Click, click, click.
Thigh instantly start beaming. Like, what the fuck just happened, bro?
No, because that ain't shit that niggas don't just take off running. Like, that ain't some shit you just been doing in the past 30 years. They like, niggas just took off running.
Hey, Mark, let me ask you something.
In order to do that shit, you got to stretch day and night for about 2 weeks before that shit.
And I tried to stretch, but that shit just didn't...
It was too late.
Too late at that point.
Let me ask you something, Mark. In the middle of a race, you ain't started seeing smoke, did you?
No, like
you blew a gasket like, again.
Right. No, because I was for there. The I was there for the middle. And like when the middle came, that's when the wheels fell off. And then after that, I saw the smoke.
Hey, you ain't go down, did you?
No, I ain't fine.
I be seeing niggas go down, though. They don't realize, like, dog, well, you ain't ran in a long time. Yo, the shit, your muscles don't know what the fuck to do, niggas. Well, dog, so look, I'm just going to talk about this real quick. Then we got to go to this one shit. Then we going to talk about the real topic, dog. What was we talking about? What I've been doing this week? I ain't really been doing shit, dog. I did see the Kevin Hart shit, though. I thought that shit was kind of funny. Some Peacock, he got a new stand-up, dog. I thought that shit was pretty funny. Should I watch that shit? What else I've been watching? That's really about it. I seen some other little movies and shit, but it wasn't nothing spectacular. Kevin Hart shit was the funniest shit I ever watched since we was on vacation, I guess we'll call it. All right, so I gotta get to this, dog. Real quick, shout out to the niggas in the group text, dog. That should be a name of a podcast. Shout out to my niggas in the group text, nigga. So I get a group text this morning that say, "Do you know?" And it's some real shit because I went and googled it. That physicians are being told to call pussy bonus holes so that transgenders don't be offended. So instead of a vagina, it's now
the bonus hole.
The bonus hole. Nigga. Nigga. So I googled this shit. I'm like, dog, this gotta be a fucking joke, right? So that transgenders are not offended, the vagina is referred to as a bonus hole, nigga.
So
that's beyond funny.
That is funny as fuck because these motherfuckers get away with murder and shit. They done got to a point where their privileges is damn near close to white folks and shit, right? Like they privileges is damn near there and shit. I just saw a little skit and a little homie say, shit, you can say anything when you gay. Like I'm a play gay. You walk down the street, he's like, y'all slay it, bitches. They're like, okay. Some dude walk down the street, like, okay, bitch. He's like, okay. And then the other nigga walked past, it was a black dude, like, what's up, bitch ass nigga? Dude kept walking. Like nothing happened, bro.
No, you stupid.
They get so privileged that you can't even hit these motherfuckers for calling you a bitch.
Duh.
You can't hit these motherfuckers calling you bitch or you going to jail. So you might as well keep walking and let that motherfucker get away with it, bro.
I guess that shit crazy.
That shit crazy, bro.
Fucking bonus
hole. I mean, god damn, they like they privileged in the motherfucker, bro. I ain't gonna lie to you. They privileged.
They privileged.
And I ain't mad at them. I'm not mad at them. Yeah. I'm not mad at them one bit.
Work your privilege, right?
Work your privilege because the white folks did it all this fucking time and look what they did to them. Their own fucking world. So you gay people, if y'all, I understand why black people want to jump on the bandwagon, but gay people, y'all doing this shit, man. Big ups to y'all,
because
man.
Because gay ain't got nothing to do with a race, motherfucker. That's why. Gay ain't got nothing to do with a race.
Gay is about to be a race, nigga.
See, it's gonna be.
They changing shit to fucking pussy to the
bonus
hole. This shit about to be changed.
Yo, that shit is fucking hilarious.
Man,
that shit is
fucking hilarious, bro.
It's
going to
be
an
option on the application in a minute.
It's basically is already.
Yeah,
gay.
Other. The other part. Female, male, or other.
It could. I think it is. Well, it asks you what your pronouns is. So, mm-hmm. I mean, that's shit that's legitimately on the application now. Yeah. Mm. What are your pronouns, though? Them, there, zer? Zer is the real thing, though.
Hopefully when I leave here, I can go visit me a bonus hole.
Shout out to the bonus holes.
Hey, Monk, we doing it. After the show.
What's that?
Going to get some bonus holes?
No, we both going to go home and just walk in that bitch and say, can I play with your bonus hole?
Dog. Bonus hole, nigga.
Monk, we doing
it.
Can
I jump in your bonus hole?
Bro.
I want a cannonball in your bonus hole.
You think saying cannonball? What's wrong with this nigga, dog? This nigga the haircut don't know how to act, bro.
Just walk up to the first random girl you see. When last time you cleaned your bonus hole?
Bro. That shit that's sound crazy. Weird as fuck,
that
dog.
That is fucking nuts, bro.
Anyway, man, I had
shout out to the gay people, man. I'm gonna give y'all big props, bro, because y'all alphabet unit, y'all doing it, bro.
I mean, obviously, if you change how a health professional has to address a body part, a physical body part,
I knew that was something like that was gonna happen soon. You did? Because yeah, they're everywhere. Every commercial, some gay dude kissing. Yeah. Every fucking cartoon.
That shit is on TV like a motherfucker.
I watched some shit in 5 minutes. Me and my son watched this cartoon. I think it's called Naomi or Naomi. It's on Netflix. It was like number three on Netflix.
Yeah.
Soon as I turned that shit on, 5 minutes in, two dudes sitting next to each other and say, yeah, they're going to love you, but not like I love you. Like, what the fuck? I'm going to turn this shit on, son, now. I want to see this shit, man.
Is it turning stuff now? No.
You know what they need to do? They need to just get a gay station.
I'm sure they do.
It is.
No, I mean, put all that gay shit on one channel.
Yeah, relax.
That gives us the option to watch it. Like you said, I don't want to see that shit.
Yeah, come on, nigga. That don't even make sense now.
Yeah, you can't do that.
Oh, you can change your body part.
I wish you
could. You can't put them all on one station.
Ain't no straight station, nigga. That's just
all the stations are supposed to be straight.
No. You sound like a nigga from the 50s.
Yeah.
all the stations are supposed to be.
I fuck with you to a certain degree, my nigga. That's, you going too far
that. That nigga so seen the black and white TV, so you gotta.
You mean to tell me, like you said, positions can change the whole body part, but they can't get a station.
I mean, it is a station, nigga. It's a gay station.
It's a drag station.
What channel is it?
It's some shit.
RuPaul got his own
station. It is a gay station. What's that shit called?
I don't fucking know.
It is one, though. It's one. It is one.
Listen to me, bro. It's a gay station wherever you fucking turn that, bro.
Dog, you dumb as hell.
I'm serious, bro. It's a station everywhere you turn that.
And that's the problem I have. Put all that shit on one channel.
Like
that shit don't make no sense.
It makes very good sense.
I feel that's bad for motherfuckers that got to explain the birds and the bees and the bees and the bees and the birds and the birds. Like, this shit is crazy.
Dog, the birds and the birds.
The fuck?
So if you like this, it's okay if you like this.
No. It's not okay. None of my people. I don't want to.
So how do you handle that though? Like, is it again? Like, I don't
what are you
get
talking
all
about, son? Let me be real. I am being realistic. Put all that shit on one goddamn channel. That gives people the option to see that shit or not see that shit.
That's goofy though. That's just like putting all the niggas on one channel. Like, so if niggas don't want to see niggas, then they won't watch this shit.
Come I wouldn't have a problem with it.
I would.
We do got our own channel. It's called BET.
But then that's not the only place we at, though. So this is what you're saying. Like, all the gay shit on one channel and it can't be nowhere else. Come on, dog.
I mean, but black people are normal. Gay shit shouldn't be normal.
Oh, shit. Boy, you tread lightly.
I have a right to say, if you got a right to be gay, I got a right to say what I want to say. Okay. God damn it.
Fifth Amendment, I feel you. But check it out, though. Check it out, though.
The Fifth Amendment.
But they attack your ass.
Fuck the first.
Fuck the first. It's the fifth.
Shout out to my nigga Dave Chappelle, man.
But no, I'm just saying that, dog. Them motherfuckers, bro, they move shit for them to get to where they needed to be, bro.
Yeah.
I can't be mad at none of this shit that they doing, bro.
We need to figure out how they get it
we
done.
We need to figure out how the fuck they get it done, bro.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? As a whole, because they move in shit. They move in shits, bro. Not literally. they move some shit, bro.
Anyway, fuck it though. Let's talk about what we came to talk about.
Okay, but I'm just saying y'all want to talk about the gays and they doing
the gays.
It. Y'all doing
fifth.
It.
Fifth. 1, 2, 3, 4. Fifth. That nigga said there are so many amendments, but you can only choose one. Fucking Dave Chappelle, dog. God damn. So I can only choose one.
And it's the fifth.
God damn, Dave Chappelle. All right, so look, dog. We going to the for real topic, man, real quick, dog. In case y'all been under a rock and shit, dog. Motherfucking Kiki got her cheeks out and shit. Now, first of all, I want to say this. I don't want to objectify Kiki Palmer and shit, but the motherfucking looking good, dog. Drop that baby off. She looking like she's a little thick and a little something. But anyway. Kiki Palmer out here with her ass out a little bit. You know, a little sheer situation going on at the Usher concert. Usher be pulling bitches up on stage. That's what he do at the shows and shit. I ain't gonna lie. Shit looked a little, you know, looked like Usher might have fucked before or could have fucked that night. I don't, you know, it's a show, right? It's a show. So the thing is, her baby daddy and shit, who I'm not sure who he is because I don't think nobody know who he is. He tweeted something about... yeah, you supposed to be somebody's mama. You out here dressed all, you know, dressed like a hoe and shit, basically. He didn't say them words, but, like, basically that. So now the whole thing is women talking about he shouldn't have said shit. She a grown woman. She can wear whatever she want type shit, dog. So my whole thing was, like, at what point is it really male insecurity or bitch, you doing too much? Like, because a little bit, though. I know you famous, and I know you probably know Usher and shit, but a little bit, though. I need you to relax. Pull back a little bit. I mean, she rubbing the back of this nigga's leg. This shit look real intimate. Like, I get it. You putting on a show and shit. So this is my thing, I guess, before we get all the way into it. I'm not mad at dog for being tight. Like, he can be tight all he want to. Because that's your woman or your baby mama or whatever. You can do whatever you want to. What I'm tripping on, though, my nigga don't tweet that.
Yeah.
Call that bitch and be like, hey, bitch, what you doing?
That's,
don't tweet that shit,
that's,
bro.
That's my yeah. issue with
don't
it.
Don't go public with the shit. That shit weak as hell.
And that's the only weak thing he did.
Otherwise, you could be in your feelings because don't nobody want you, bitch, all on Usher like that. Because Usher out here fucking around. You know what I'm saying?
That part would even fucking bother me as them being both being entertainers.
She's yeah, an actress. I mean, they are both
entertainers. She's an actress. He's a fucking he's a singer, songwriter, actress. He's all that shit.
Yeah.
So I wouldn't be fucking tripping on that shit. But I'm gonna be honest. I'm gonna start off. Fuck it. My old lady can't go out like that unless I'm on her arm. Like, I ain't gonna stop your sexuality. Like, you wanna do that? Do that shit. But I gotta be there.
Yeah.
Cause if I ain't there,
right,
nigga, it's going hell no. You better go in there and put on something else. Shit. I don't give a fuck if you put on that Wednesday dress. Put on that motherfucker.
That nigga said Wednesday dress.
You gonna put on something? You ain't going out this motherfucker like
streets
that.
Streets out, cheeks out, nigga.
Streets out, cheeks out. And I understand him and his feelings because if you would have walked outside like that and you my old lady, I don't want to see my nigga see your cheeks.
Yeah.
Damn,
like, without me being next to your
next
cheeks,
next to you, you know what I'm saying? So they can fake like they ain't looking.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? At least that.
At least that. Because if you ain't there, nigga, shoulder
nigga
looking
show,
like
shit. Nigga show and dig head down there in the ass.
You be like, I ain't even
and
know.
Don't let her be on the east side of Detroit. Niggas be stopping every 5 minutes. Hey, fuck you there, bitch. Hey.
Oh,
she
got to
be with me on my arm. Yeah. And she got to compliment me with the outfit.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So you won't be my lady. You won't be my girl. You won't be my old lady. That's what you're supposed to do. Compliment me, right?
Yeah,
so you can't do that shit unless you with me compliment me. That's how I feel. That's my whole thing on the subject. Yeah. Because if you going out there like that, I feel like you let niggas fish. Throw their pole out there. See if they get hit.
That's tight. I don't know. I mean, it's like when a woman go on a girl's trip with her girls and shit.
That's just how I feel.
Ain't no telling what the motherfuckers got on. Like, in real life.
But that's a difference.
She was there with her girls, though. Like, they showed them in the background. So, this was basically a girl's trip.
Well, I mean.
Usher just happened to pull her up on stage.
No.
Her ass cheeks just happened to be out. Nice looking ass cheeks, too, I must say.
Yeah. Hell no.
Akilah the motherfucking B. Shit. Akilah the motherfucking B. What you say, Angry Man? Shit.
Well, like I said, I don't do this often, but I'm gonna have to agree with Monk on this one.
Yeah,
like if me and you out, you can pretty much wear what you want to wear.
Yeah,
because I'm there.
Yeah,
you know
and
what
I
mean?
Might have to fight every night to prove my love, but fucking, I'm here.
I'm here. Okay. I'm gonna do that for you to be sexy.
And the second issue I have is like what you said. Don't tweet that shit, bro.
Don't tweet that shit. Yeah.
Handle your business in the house, man. You only tweeted it.
Because he needed some help.
So you can get people on your
that
team.
That nigga said he needed some help.
Yeah, so you can get people on your team to agree with you to try to bring her down. Now, every time she goes somewhere, somebody going to be talking about that goddamn tweet.
Yeah. Oh. And you can tell, too, though, right? Because the tweet wasn't what it was supposed to be, though. Like, the tweet is, like, you a mother. And you shouldn't be dressed like that type shit. I think he said that to try to get some crowd approval.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Cause
what he really wanted to say was, "Bitch, quit rubbing on Usher like that." That's what he really wanted to say.
But not like he
but
said.
But he couldn't say that.
You can't be. You got a right to be mad about what you want to be mad about.
They entertainers and shit.
Right. I mean, you got to think. Okay, so what's she gonna do when that big role come up?
Yeah.
And you know she got to do something with Boris Kojo or something.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, you gonna tell her not to do it? I mean, this is her career. This is what she does. She's an entertainer.
Yeah. I saw her from that aspect too and shit. What happened?
Submarine ride.
Go take a submarine ride,
huh? He said, what?
He said, who cares? They are rich. Go take a submarine ride. No, he said,
that was
funny.
That was funny.
That's
bold.
That wasn't right.
That was funny as hell.
You know, Monk agree with that shit, though.
Hell yeah.
But yeah, I don't know. So do you, and that's the thing. I guess the real thing I got a problem with. What are you saying? I was hoping you wouldn't go past
that
bitch.
I had that bitch for a minute too.
Hell yeah. Damn. So my thing though is that all the shit, nigga, I hit that bitch yet. All the women who you know got Kiki's back and talking about dog all insecure and shit. Like in real life, I don't know if that's insecurity though. I feel like maybe that nigga just feel a certain way about his woman being out.
Check it out. If it is, I'm insecure than the summer bitch. You know what I'm saying? Most men are fucking insecure. Mm. You know what I'm saying? If that's the case. Because I know a lot of partners probably wouldn't give a fuck. You know what I'm saying? But I know a lot of niggas say hell the fuck no. You right. know what I'm saying? So it's a balance of, it ain't a balance of both, because it's more than hell, it's more hell no than go head. You know what I'm saying? But my thing is though, in whatever category you in, nigga, that's what you in. You be that. You be that. You know what I'm saying? But you be that at home, nigga. Not trying to get some help from the fucking world.
From the public.
You need some help, so you know you weak off rip because you need some help. I don't need no help. I'm gonna do this shit right here. I'm gonna take this shit off of you. You want me to burn it? Cause I burn it too. If you like to, I take that shit off and burn it and give her the money for whatever the fuck you paid for this bitch here. Now go try again.
I don't think it had nothing to do with the performance. It's like everybody keeps saying, that's not male insecurity. It's cover your ass. You know what I'm saying? I don't care who you are. You could be Beyonce, you could be Keisha from the block, nigga. Cover your ass.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like I said, I don't have an issue with the performance. Cause like I said, y'all both motherfucking entertainers. Y'all put on a hell of a show. Y'all entertain. You never know what might come out of that for her. Damn, she kind of cool on stage too. You know what I'm saying?
Because she definitely got the look right now. All eyes on her right now.
Like, can you sing? You know what I mean? I get that part.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
So Liberty said white women fuck everyone anyway, so I guess I wouldn't care. Damn, that shit sound like you better be a bunch of ladies, man.
But nah, like I said, like Bunk said, it's just, I don't give a fuck about the performance. You know what I mean? Cover your ass. Like I said, I don't care who you are. Make sure your ass is covered when you leave the goddamn house.
Yeah.
I mean, shit, you wasn't raised that goddamn way.
Hell no. I don't
have a problem with the performance. I got a problem with your ass being out.
I'm just trying to think though, cause like
that's not insecurity.
That's the problem he had though. That's why he tweeted that shit.
But I'm a handle it when, like you said, I'm a handle it.
I ain't about to be tweeting that shit.
I'm a handle it.
He needs some help. Yes, he weak. He weak.
Yeah, I definitely wouldn't went out that way and shit. But also too though, ladies, y'all out in this motherfucker dog defending Kiki and shit, and so I get it. She grown. They not married, I guess. But why y'all saying that shit? Like, because they ain't married, and another thing they've been making an issue about is that she make more money than him and shit, dog. So all those things are true. So, but why does that give you the right to say she get to do whatever the fuck she want to? Now, if a nigga said that, like shit, she ain't my wife, I'm out here do whatever the fuck I want to do, then we'd be looked at like we fucking crazy. So why the fuck is she getting the pass for doing whatever the fuck she want to do, and then you get to call the nigga insecure? And the minute we say a chick insecure, because we at the strip club smacking ass at the motherfucking Crazy Horse and shit, which was some bad bitches at the Crazy Horse. Yes. But but then we call them insecure and shit, and then we crazy.
My thing is,
I guess it's just a double standard.
It really is. Yeah. It really is a double standard. But my thing is, though, I bet you 100% these hoes that got her back ain't got
goddamn
no
percentages.
Ain't got nobody. You bitches single.
I thought about that.
You bitches single than the motherfucker. Cause you gotta be single. Talking about something, well, I make more money than him and all that shit. You gotta be a single lonely bitch. Even go through that shit. I swear for cheese, bro. You got to be, bro. Because ain't no bitch with a man gonna say, oh shit, he was right here. Get the fuck out of here. She going with her man, nigga. She gotta go home with that nigga.
Right.
You don't. You go home by yourself and your motherfucking cat.
Now, also, Kiki young, though. I mean, she not young, but
that does not.
No, I'm just saying sometimes younger women do shit that an older woman wouldn't do. That's all I'm saying.
But that don't, your ass was out, man.
Don't they live together? That's like the problem. Didn't he see her when she left the house? Like, didn't he know her ass was out?
That's the problem. You know what I'm saying? I mean, everybody is skipping over the part. Fuck the insecurity. Fuck how much money she made.
Something had to happen, though. So, like, even if you ain't with your woman, like, even if she's somewhere else, let's say she in Vegas and you somewhere else, she going to the Usher concert and shit, you didn't talk to her, I'm sure at some point, she be like, look, babe, this is what I'm wearing. At what point? That's not necessarily true.
Ain't nowhere in the hell.
You don't think that nigga asked? I just feel like this nigga knew what she was wearing before she went.
That's all I'm saying. I doubt it.
I don't know about that. Because
the tweet would have came before she got up on stage.
I don't know about that one, dog.
I doubt it. Women don't tell. Stop acting like women tell you every goddamn thing. Okay, now let's jump out of that world. Okay. They, how many times, like Monk said?
Yeah, regular women though, but when you know you about to be on front of everybody motherfucking TV, she might as well.
Man, she probably thought, hell, in her head, I'm capturing the moment. I'm telling this nigga shit. Yeah. Women don't tell us everything. Stop acting like they fucking... Oh, so every time you went out of town and your girl was back here, let me take a picture and show him what I'm wearing. No, that has not fucking happened.
I'm just saying, though.
That has not fucking happened,
It did, but it was the other way around, though.
I knew it. That's why I tried to let that shit go. You see, I tried to downplay that shit.
He tried
I got
a little quiet and shit. He tried to backpedal his way out of that shit like a motherfucker.
I knew that shit was coming, dog.
That's why I backed away.
Because I noticed as you was trying to make your point, you was getting real short with that shit.
I knew that shit was coming, dog.
It was the other way around. Like, boo, look what I got on the day, boo. He had the poo face, too. Like, his lips out of shit.
Is this okay?
Dog.
Can I wear this?
Right. I was just going to say that.
Dog.
Oh, shit. I'm sorry.
Tia, what up, dog?
Nah, man.
Like, yo, don't forget, if you're on IG Live right now, you can pull up on the block, dog. It's www.eblockradio.com, dog. You can see the full studio view and shit.
No, everybody dancing around the fact her ass was out.
Why? I mean,
everybody,
her ass was out.
You don't do no shit like that. I don't care if you're in a relationship or not.
Yeah.
You don't go out there with your ass out and not expecting some type of backlash from somebody goddamn where.
Especially when, like at the end of the day, yes, she's an entertainer, but she wasn't entertaining. This wasn't her show. Like, it ain't like she was performing. It's not. This wasn't a performance for real. Like, he just pulled her out the crowd.
My thing is,
she is
Keke Palmer.
Right, but
she has a name.
Yeah.
Anywhere she go, people gonna point and say that's her. Every time she walk out, she entertaining.
Well,
that's what paparazzi feel.
No, I mean, the comparison I was making though is that, like, for the shit that she could be wearing as an actual performer on the stage, it's two different things, though. Like, Janelle Monae on stage performing her song with her ass out is different from her showing up to the motherfucking Chicken Shack with her ass out. It's two different things. Like, she's actually on the stage performing. That's all I was saying. Just making a comparison on that. But, like, I don't know if dog could be insecure. Like, don't, I'm not taking that. Like, he could be insecure. But at the end of the day, like, I ain't mad at the nigga for saying something. I'm tripping on the women who think that he wrong for saying something. Now, he wrong as two left shoes for tweeting that shit. Yeah. That was kind of weak as fuck to me. Yeah. I mean, shit, I'm a call you. Like,
I mean, what you think was single
bitches? Got your ass out all on the Usher concert.
Single bitches
think. You gotta talk with y'all.
You know, that's what single bitches think. They think, yeah, like, yeah, fuck it, shit, yeah. She make more money than him. She can do whatever the fuck she want.
And a lot of women were saying that shit, though.
Yeah, that's why they're a lot of women by themselves.
These be the same women saying, it don't make a difference how much money I make.
Yeah.
He's still the head of the household. Yeah. Then this shit happened.
Yeah.
Nigga, you ain't even doing shit.
My thing is, right. how do everybody know she makes more money than him? A lot of people don't even know who he is.
Yeah, because I honestly don't have a clue who he is and shit. I mean, I guess the internet do.
He could be one of them silent killers, man. Yeah. You know, it's a lot of niggas out here that's
getting money.
Getting bread that ain't famous.
Yeah, no, for sure.
You know what I'm saying?
I don't know, nigga.
He did something right. He bagged her ass. So
that's what I feel. It's weird that it's this divided, though. I thought it would be some women that would just be like, nah, bitch, you doing the wrong thing. I ain't seen a woman respond that way yet. Like, everybody is like on her team. Like, nigga, just do that shit.
He
ain't your husband.
They probably want to see her.
Either they
ass
on her team, or they not saying shit because their husband next to them.
Right. Right, that's the thing.
Or like I just said, maybe they just want to see her ass.
Yeah,
show that motherfucker, girl.
Yeah, cause every nigga would like to. Let me see. Am I saying this right? Yeah, I think every nigga would like to feel as though his woman would be respectful enough not to go out with her ass out and just be all like that without you and shit, without you saying something. Like, most niggas would think that, like, you know what. My woman got more sense than that. So I think when that didn't happen, dog feelings was probably like, hold on, bitch, I thought we had an agreement. So then he went to Twitter, nigga.
That's the wrong way to
And
go.
Then the motherfucker went to, you know, deleting tweets and deactivating his account and all that shit. That's how you know.
He should have
went
to her phone, nigga. Like, what the fuck?
Yeah.
Like, what the fuck? I'm mad you doing that shit with Usher, but what the fuck do you have on?
Right.
What possessed you to put that on? All
right.
Bring your ass home. I got something for you. Come on home.
That's
I got all your wardrobe, and we gonna buy you some more because you ain't. And I'm we gonna burn it together and sing "Kumbaya" around that bitch. Go, like Indians or Africans, and we gonna dance around that shit.
Go dance around,
and we gonna go get you something else.
Dog, you stupid as
shit. She lucky she ain't got a nigga like what Martin was talking about. Showed up to that concert shit. With his pajamas on and snatched her ass off stage and shit.
No, that shit just, I don't know. And then like the fact that they keep making a situation about, you know, how they don't know who he is and she making all this money and shit. And theoretically, I'm not even sure how much money she actually making. I don't know what she doing in real life. But at the end of the day, I don't think that give her a pass to just be out here doing whatever the fuck she want. And why they keep saying that he ain't her husband and shit? No, you know how many women ain't wives, ain't even baby mamas, ain't nothing, and be tripping on far less than that. Mm-hmm. I mean, I don't know.
You sure?
Oh, here we go. Here we go. All right, so since we here, I'm go stay here, dog. These are factual stories. I recall one time, dog. If we want to talk about stories from the, you know, from the past, mm-hmm. I recall at one point I had found this new beard moisturizer and a conditioner, right? So like twice a week I would, you know, condition my motherfucking beard and shit. And the motherfucker was looking nice. You know what I'm saying? I was really taking care of my shit because I don't got hair on the top of my head. So I had to, you know, put a lot of focus on this. And I remember that she asked me one time, who the fuck you trying to get your beard looking good for? Damn. And then I felt like a bitch. So I said, I can't be doing it for myself. I want to make myself feel good.
That wasn't a girl.
That was a girl ass like a motherfucker.
Let's like an abused bitch.
Anyway, dog, this you know, one of my lackluster stories from the past. But anyway, I'm past that, dog. Am my beard looking fucked up now?
So I gotta fix it. Because you was going through some shit, bro.
Yeah, anyway. Mm-hmm. So it's after 11, you know. So Liberty said they have a point. If you're not married, you can have an opinion, but the decision is mine. I feel it should be the same way with women and shit. Yeah, it ain't though. It's never the same. No. Hey, but
because we not the same. They women, we men.
Yeah.
But they not the same.
Yeah, I figured they.
So they don't have their different opinions on
foot. Yeah, and even if we ain't married, though, I still feel like I got a decision because you ain't wearing that shit.
Yeah.
Right, you're not going out with your crack out.
If you want to be my woman,
yeah.
You want me to be your man? I don't go out with my balls out. You want me to go out there?
I would hope that.
You want me to go outside with balls out jeans? I got to get some balls out jeans.
Balls out jeans, duh.
Get the balls out jeans.
Duh.
And see what the fuck happened then.
See what's to all these bonus holes.
Yeah. You see just all gave, these bones I was jumping in.
You just gave some gay designer an idea, nigga.
Here's some balls out jeans.
Yeah.
I think Dave Chappelle did that shit.
Balls out with the bonus holes, nigga.
Balls out with the bonus holes. So if I go out with my balls out and nigga dick print showing out every day, you'll be spazzing.
Right.
You'll be spazzing. And bitch can just walk by and see my whole sausage.
I seen the motherfucking Instagram reel like that shit. Dude has some motherfucking gray joggers on. His bitch walking past. She's like, I know you ain't about to go out like that.
Yeah.
What's up over that motherfucker?
Yeah.
Stupid as hell.
Yeah.
But no, that's how women be though and shit.
Put
and
that
I
snake in the cage, nigga.
And I don't want to make no comparison and shit because like niggas shouldn't be acting like women and women shouldn't be acting like dudes and shit. But at the end of the day, I don't think dog insecure. I think he had a legitimate gripe about what his woman had on and shit. Baby mama, woman, whatever the fuck they, you know, referring to each other as. But just stay off social media with the shit.
That's it.
That's my only complaint, dog. Check her and shit or however you want to do it, nigga. You know what I'm saying? Go fuck you another bitch. I don't know. Whatever niggas do when they mad and shit, do that. No, just stay off of fucking Twitter.
That phone would have been ringing while she on stage dancing.
While she on stage.
Mm-hmm.
Put Kiki on the phone. I ain't never come home no more. Take it easy.
I would have called backstage and told security, walk your ass out there with that phone and give it to her.
Right. That should give me a whole motherfucking night out pass. That right there, I got a whole day.
You got a day pass?
Day pass all day.
Be
all
back
day.
Tomorrow. Right. Come back in the house and she playing all Usher songs. Yeah. You might as well stay gone. Yeah,
fuck. You know that's what she gonna do. Man.
Come back and she playing Superstar. It's a rap.
On to the next.
Because that's some motherfucking shit right there.
On to the next. None of that next one.
Anyway, dog, it's after 11, man. It's about time to get up out of here. If you got a last minute comment, dog, go ahead and throw it into the comment box. The phone number down there, but I ain't even tell niggas to call, so it don't matter. So yeah, look like we moving forward. Gonna be doing once a week, possibly two, maybe Friday. I know you be off on Fridays, but maybe we squeeze a Friday in here and there. But it looks like Monday is our go to right now. So one time a week. Yeah, just so we can get back to being somewhat consistent. And niggas do one podcast a week anyway. We was just doing too much.
Some do one a month, dog.
We was just doing too much shit. Even though I thoroughly enjoyed it. At some point, we might get back to that, dog. You know what I'm saying? But, yeah, it looks like Monday mornings, 10:15 is going to be what it is and shit. Some Fridays. We'll keep y'all posted, though. Yeah, last minute comments. Go ahead, throw into the comment box, dog. Young Herc checking in. What up, though? GG checking in. What's the deal? Don't forget, man, tomorrow. Nope. Wednesday night, new episode of Beers, Bourbon, Whiskey podcast popping off. I think we did the Woodson Whiskey for this week. So yeah, pull up on the game. www.everybodylovesbbw.com. Dog, you can watch the new episode and you can order hats and shit like this one right here. T-shirts and all kind of shit, dog, from everybodylovesbbw.com. Dog, pull up on us. All right, let's go around the block one last time, dog. Angry Man, what you want to leave the people with, dog, on the way out?
Well, my thing is this, dog. If you got a problem with your broad, your lady, your baby mama, whoever,
right, whatever she is,
handle that shit at home, man.
That's it.
I don't want to read that shit. I don't give a shit about that type shit.
Right.
I really don't. And for all you women that's saying, you know, she can do what she want to do, y'all just perpetuating the whole thing just because somebody got money, they can do what the fuck they want to do.
Mm-hmm.
And that's not true.
Yeah.
Because that girl got a mom and a daddy somewhere that saw this shit.
Right.
And tell them she can do what the fuck she want to do.
Yeah.
And I highly doubt if you're going to call her mama and say that shit.
Right. No, your boss.
No, you cannot just do what you want to do because you got a couple dollars, man.
Right.
Cover your ass, man. Thanks. If you ain't on stage performing, I get that because Jennifer Lopez does it all the time.
Oh, yeah.
But she,
performing is different. Yeah.
Yeah. Janet Jackson, she didn't show some shit when she was on fucking stage. On stage.
The whole stage, right.
You know what I'm saying? Doing her show. You
right.
You know what I'm saying? So, like I said, nah, that wasn't cool. I mean, he got a right to be upset. That's not insecurity. That's just, damn, bitch, cover your ass.
Simple as that. Right. Simple as that.
Thanks. I don't want the whole world seeing your ass. I mean, nah, if you on the big screen doing your movie shit and they cause me to show your ass, there's nothing I can say about it.
That's your job.
That's the gamble of marrying an actress.
Facts.
You know what I'm saying? Facts. Shit's going to happen sometimes. Roles are going to come up sometimes.
Yeah.
Opportunity for you is going to come up. But that wasn't your, like he said, that wasn't your opportunity.
Exactly.
That wasn't your show.
Yeah.
Now, I get you. He probably pulled you up on stage because you are entertaining. Because
you're entertaining.
And you probably know how to act around famous people, so
for sure.
Put the show on. Okay,
he
I get that.
Probably pulled her on stage with whatever she had on.
Yeah, whatever she had on, he was going to do that. Yeah.
I mean, I get that.
Because it's a spectacle, of course, he pulling motherfuckers in, and so if you get to pull somebody in that's famous, like, of course you're going to do it.
Of course.
Yeah.
But, because like I said, she ain't going to get up there and get starstruck and act the fool.
Right, for sure. You even though it kind of looked like she was starstruck a little bit.
I mean, you know.
That's why that nigga was salty.
You know what I'm saying. But I mean, what? I mean, come on now. It's fucking Usher.
Fucking Usher.
Yeah, I mean, it's fucking Usher. I mean, right. What nigga ain't gonna look at it like, man, what the fuck, dog?
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
I feel you.
Yeah, I mean, what the fuck? I mean, nah, he probably ain't gonna never listen to another Usher song a day in his fucking life.
Right.
You can fuck the whole Usher thing up for him.
As soon as that shit goes, it's Usher, baby. Cut that shit off. Cut that motherfucking shit off.
Oh, you know he ain't listening. He probably gonna lose his motherfucking mind when Confessions come on. He probably gonna fuck around and kill Kiki ass.
Right. And then they start, oh shit, hold on, real quick. Then they start showing how she had played Chili on the TLC movie and shit.
Oh, yeah.
So they like, oh shit, that's what it is. Mm-hmm. Dog, ain't weak as hell for that. Ain't weak as hell for that. Anyway, dog.
But nah, man, like I said, everybody just act like they got some fucking common sense, man.
That's all.
Yeah, I mean, I know they say common sense ain't so common, but god damn.
Yeah.
Y'all acting like this, what she did was cool. That shit wasn't cool. Yeah, and you supposed to be somebody's woman?
Yeah.
I mean, I'd have, like Monk said, I'd have had an attitude. I don't give a fuck if you famous or not. Cover that motherfucker, man.
Yeah, no, for sure. I feel
you. That's all that is.
More money, dog. What you say, bro?
Baby mama, whatever the hell you is to me, whatever. If you call yourself my lady, I mean, I don't expect you to be wearing that shit without me on your shoulder. On your shoulder.
Yeah.
Or you on my shoulder. I mean, if you decide to do that without me, and I don't know nothing about it, that's we gonna argue about that shit. Yeah. I'm gonna have an issue with about it.
Mm-hmm.
And if that's insecurity, then that's just what it is. That's just what it is. Because I am at some point, yes, this is supposed to be mine. At some point, I'm supposed to be willing to marry you and want to take you to different places and don't want to take you to different places spiritually.
Yeah.
I don't want to do this shit with the stripper.
They need to call her a stripper. God damn.
I'm just saying, it's just stripper attire.
Yeah.
It's definitely stripper attire. So the whole world seeing you stripper attire, and that shit's supposed to be for me in my bedroom.
Yeah.
Not for everybody in the whole world to see.
I figured it.
You know what I'm saying? So, I mean, and like you said, if that's your job, you got to do that shit. I knew that.
Yeah, right.
I knew that coming in the whole fucking thing.
For sure.
So I knew that. So I ain't even tripping on that. But nigga, just recreation is out. Yeah. No, nigga, it's not happening like that. I'm having issue.
Streets out, cheeks out.
Streets out, cheeks out. I'm out.
Shit. Nigga say I'm out.
I'm out. Shit, I mean, come on, man. The whole world will see your ass. Duh. Your ass cheeks.
Yeah.
Oh, I know that's mine. I supposed to be able to touch them when I want to. Not everybody else. I supposed to be able to look at the bitch like I want to.
Yeah.
Not everybody else. Niggas, you supposed to leave something for the imagination for a motherfucker.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you know what I'm saying?
Like, if she could have been mad, I could see it. But no, you can't. She's mad. So right. I see it.
Right, I see it.
You know what I'm saying? I see it. It's mine.
Yeah.
So, nigga, you know what I mean? Like, but I ain't gonna be on no weak ass nigga go to Facebook like, y'all help me out here. My girl out here wearing this.
Or he might as well have said that.
Yeah.
He might as well have said that. Hey, y'all help me out. Back me up, y'all.
Back me up, y'all. Right. She out here wearing this.
Yeah,
and that right there shows, you know what I'm saying, some kind of weakness, you know what I'm saying? So, I mean, that's just my opinion. I'm
not speaking on anybody,
but that's just my opinion. That's some kind of weakness to me.
Yeah,
because
no, I agree.
Ain't no way in the fuck I'm need some help on this situation.
Yeah.
I don't want no help. I want the dough closed. I want the kids gone. Because we about to do some motherfucking yelling in this motherfucker. We gonna have to calm down before we start listening to each other.
That nigga said kids gone, nigga. Doors closed.
Doors closed. Nigga, I put the tiles up on the door so everybody won't try to hear us and shit. But this shit is going down. Like, it's gonna happen.
That nigga said we gotta calm down before I even start listening to y'all.
Yeah, for both of us.
Yeah.
Cause you know she gonna have her opinions like all these other single bitches out here talking about some. Yeah, she make more money than him. Bitch, whatever. Cause you ain't her.
Yeah.
You ain't got no millions.
Right.
You ain't got no money. You looking for a man with some money. That's why you still by yourself. Cause you looking for that nigga with some money to try to take care of your dumb ass.
And if your nigga knew how you was sashaying around a motherfucking Ford plant and shit.
Yeah.
With your work husband.
With your work husband.
Right. He be tweeting on your ass
yeah,
too.
Yeah. Literally.
You somebody's mama.
Yeah. Literally tweeting on that ass. He's literally tweeting on her ass.
He was hurt.
Shout out to the bitches fucking that Ford though. Niggas who ain't dating niggas. Shout out to y'all, dog. Your fucking work husbands, dog. The plants be going berserk.
That was a hurt text right there.
Yeah, that was a hurt text, dog. On that note, dog, again, I hate the fact that his concerns is being unvalidated and shit, I guess I'd say. What, nigga?
Nah, I just thought of something out of a movie, man.
Whatever.
That puts it right here. Remember on Players Club?
Uh-huh.
When old boy was clowning Diamond?
Yeah.
My boy's clowning me all the time.
Oh, yeah.
They come to the club and see you anytime they want.
Right. What was that nigga name?
By Lance.
Lance. Fucking Lance.
By Lance.
Out here all bullshit.
Right.
But at least he checked her at home.
With the dope clothes.
With the dope clean, tweet her ass and shit.
But shit, he met her at the fucking club.
That nigga whole situation was fucked up.
You ain't meet her at Walmart, then she told you she was stripping.
Exactly.
Nigga, you met her on the job.
Yeah, niggas be like. But, yeah, so I... the fact that women just disregarding what dog was going through and shit, I think it's funny to me. You know what I'm saying? Like, of course, I think a lot of women, or at least a lot of women, say that they want the nigga that keep them in line and shit. And then when a nigga do it, they call this nigga insecure. It's just ass backwards. That just remind me that women don't know what the fuck they want. Mm-hmm. At the end of the day, though, dog can feel however you want to, because that's his relationship with her. But keep that shit off the fucking social media. Mm-hmm. That's all I'm saying. Mm-hmm. Check out the crib, my nigga. Like, just, yeah. You can be insecure or whatever you want to call a nigga. You can be in your feelings, nigga. Just do it at home. Mm-hmm. That's it. That's all I got to say about that shit, dog. What's today? Monday? Shout out to my man, Mr. Oh Yeah, dog. It's going down at Good Vibes Lounge over on Harper today, dog. Live entertainment, man. Pull up on the gang over there. Again, Beers, Bourbon, Whiskey podcast. Brand new on Wednesday night, 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, dog. Check that out. That's it. We'll maybe be back Friday, but for sure be back Monday. For sure. For sure, once a week on Mondays, 10:15. Put us in your calendars, dog. We back consistently. Every Monday. Got some new shit next Monday too to do that I'm gonna tell y'all about when we get off camera. But yeah, that's it. We'll get up out of here, dog. Whatever you go get into today or for the next 4, 5, 7 days, whenever we come back, dog, make sure that you do at least try to arrive alive, dog. Till the next time, you already know what it is. The Livest Cloud Radio Show on the planet
Earth, cuz.
Straight from the E-Block Radio, live on your dial right this moment, man. This is the Wake and Bake Show. Got my man Angry Man in the building.
Just cover your ass.
Got my man Buck Buddy holding it down.
Man, you know what it is.
And of course, man, it's your boy Q Lewis holding it down live from the 48205, man.
Red Zone.
Peace out, y'all.
Yep.
Wake your ass up. It's the Wake and Bake Show live on eblockradio.com.
Thank you for listening to this episode. If you or your company are looking to jump into the podcast world, now is the time. The Plug Agency is here to connect you to the full power of podcasting. You just record and leave the rest to us. The people are listening and want to hear from you. Theplug-agency.com. That's theplug-agency.com. Click the link in the episode description for an exclusive offer.
This is Sarah Hubbard, host of You and Me Kid, a podcast about starting and raising a family on your own. We just launched season 2, and I'm speaking with single moms, those still considering, and experts in relevant fields to give you a real sense of what the day-to-day experience of solo parenting looks and feels like. Plus, this season, I've partnered with California Cryobank, the #1 sperm bank in the U.S. So wherever you are in the process, this podcast provides some support, humor, and helpful information. Listen to You and Me Kid wherever you get your podcasts.